Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
I also don't want to donate my blood. People are like, donate your blood. People need it. I need it. I need my own blood. But your body will make more. I'm like, I don't know if my body will make more blood. I'm lazy as hell. I feel like I'll give away my blood. My body's like, what are you doing? Yeah, I heard you make more. No, we just finished filling you. You're a very big beaker. We barely got to your head. Clearly we didn't finish. If you're giving away blood for cookies, OJ, and a pin.
Kevin and Katie, great news, guys. Kevin comes back tomorrow. Technically, Kevin is in America right now, but the jet lag is so severe after 2 weeks in Japan that he needs to sit in a decompression chamber, basically. I was talking to friends of mine who are Chinese. Well, one's Chinese, one is from Hong Kong. They always make sure to tell me the difference there.
Okay.
And I was talking to them about Kevin coming back, and they were like, oh yeah, like it takes like days. They're like, if and for kids, it's awful. Like, they just flew back from China with and they've got three kids. One's only 2 years old.
Okay.
And they said she was out of it for like a week. And like, she would like wake up and like, she was, they said she was awake from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. and very restless because she wanted to go outside and play.
Okay.
Like, she didn't understand why she had to be quiet. Like, they were like, it was terrible. We're never going like when she's that little again.
And
I was
so,
like, well, and Kevin's kind of like a kid. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, the concept of time and stuff like that.
He did say he woke up at like 3:30 in the morning starving.
Yeah.
Because that is usually like his body thought that was lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never really had jet lag. I've never gone anywhere
where it's been severe enough to notice.
Totally.
Yeah. I only had it one time. And it was when I went to Europe, because you have to, I feel like if you're, because we've been to Hawaii, we've been to the East Coast, but we've only gone for a couple days.
Yeah.
You have to go for more than a week.
And the difference is only 3 hours one way or the other.
Not going to make or break it.
Right.
Right. But like, if, you know, Japan, Kevin was in Japan. That's tomorrow.
Right.
Japan's, he flew into the past to come home. He's like Doc Brown. So anyway, he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So I was asked if I would phone scam somebody that works at a printing company, and I am calling to request a sign made for a marathon. I'm going to support my friend who is running in a marathon.
Okay.
And what I want printed on this sign is absolutely insane. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
How can I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. My name is Raul, and I'd like to get a sign printed, if possible.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we can help you out.
Awesome. I don't need it for about 3 weeks now, roughly 3 weeks. My friend is running in a marathon, and I want to go and support her and be there for her. So I heard that, you know, you can get signs made, so I really want to do that.
Yeah, that's really nice of you. Of course, we can help you out. Are you looking for black and white or full color printing?
Oh, definitely color.
So what are you looking to print on it exactly?
Well, I really want it to encapsulate how proud I am of her. So real big, obviously, right off the bat, I want it to say, Samantha, exclamation point, look at you, exclamation point.
Great.
You're doing it. And then, are you writing this down? Write all this down, okay? And then,
yeah, absolutely.
And then, do you do pictures?
We can.
So then I'd like a picture of her, because this is like the end of a weight loss journey that she went on. So I found like kind of like a heavy picture, like a fat picture of her. And I want that to be on like one side, and then like a running emoji. And then that'll be like a skinny picture of her now. Okay.
Okay.
And that, that below, Samantha, look at you. You're doing it.
Right. Okay. So,
and then like, is it possible also to have like a picture of me on there? Smaller, but still see me. And then me with like two double thumbs up.
Okay.
And then coming off of my picture with the double thumbs up, like a word bubble or a thought bubble, and then have that say, did you ever think you'd see me on TV?
Okay. Are you going to be on TV?
You never know.
Okay, so you, like, for the sign, though, you want that.
Just in case I'm on TV.
Okay, and you said this is one sheet, correct?
Yes, and she has a pet bird. Can we get her on there somewhere as well? And then, like, the bird's also given, like, a double thumbs up. Like, we can even use my arms if you want to do that. And she'll know. She'll know that that's her bird and not another bird with human arms. She'll figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can work something out. That might take a little bit. We're going to have to get some designers on that for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
In order for her to see it, I think we have to reduce.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Then let's take everything off.
Everything. Okay.
And just a picture of Toolbox with the human arms.
Toolbox.
That's the bird. That's her pet bird.
Just
the bird with my human double thumbs arms.
Just the bird with the arms.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have photos of that you want to use? Do you have a photo of the bird? Do you have a photo?
I have a photo of the birds, and I have a photo of my arms.
And what would you like the sign to say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nope. Okay. So
You know, I take it back. I wanted to say go Niners.
Go Niners.
Yeah. She'll know what that means.
So is that like a football thing? We have a Niners font that we can use for you?
No.
No, it's
not a football reference. Okay, great. And can I come in and get it today?
With a photo print, with asking for design services, that is actually going to be at minimum a 72-hour turnaround.
Okay. Oh, man. I was wrong about the date. It's actually today. I had just looked it up on my phone.
It's today.
Yeah.
What time?
It's in like an hour.
Okay. I'm so sorry, sir. I don't think there's a lot we can do for you in an hour for a sign.
Okay. That's all right. All right. Well, then thank you for your time, though. I appreciate that. And can I tell you one more thing?
Of course.
None of this has actually been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam. Your sister Michelle is the one who emailed me and wanted me to do this.
No, oh, God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065 is the phone number to call or text us and tell us what the most attractive physical features for men are. And I'll tell you why we're getting into that in a second. At first, I want to run over, though, the top 10 most handsome men in the world.
Okay.
And now, this is not opinion. This is according to science.
Okay.
They were ranked based on actual physical features and measurements that were done, put through scientific algorithms. Now, I'm going to tell you, half this list, I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Do you still want to hear about any of those people?
Yeah, give them.
All right. Well, number one on there is the actor Aaron Taylor Johnson. He came up with 93.04% attractive.
I don't know what I'm missing.
Other people that are on this list, Lucian Laviscount, which sounds like a phone scam character. Robert Pattinson made the list.
This list is crazy.
Nicholas Holt made the list. Actor Nicholas Holt. I'm happy to report also. Thank God, of course. Duh. George Clooney made the list. He's the oldest one on this scientific list of the top 10 most attractive men. But what? So, I mean, it broke things down by like every feature of a man.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it ranks them. And that's how each of them have a score.
You know what? I would say, and this is the face.
I guess, I mean, you can't just say good body.
Okay.
So, but like, I guess, what is the most attractive physical feature for a man?
I like a strong jawline.
A strong, like a big jawline?
No, like just a defined jaw. I think that looks really good.
Okay.
Why is that a problem?
I don't, it's not a problem. I'm trying to picture, like, because, I mean, it can go either way. Some guys can look kind of Moon Man-ish.
I don't mean that.
Little trap jaw from
He-Man.
I don't mean that.
I just mean like a nice, masculine, chiseled jaw.
916-909-1065. Let's talk to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
What do you think is the most attractive physical feature for a man?
His eyes. My boyfriend has like this twinkle in his eye, and he's like, just everything about his eyes are blue and they change colors. And when he looked at me, it's just like, you know, a whole universe. It's like you can really see their soul.
You can see their soul. All right.
And then,
before you go to another one, though, I actually would have guessed eyes would be number one. I'm sorry. I'm shocked you didn't say eyes. But here's my problem with eyes.
Okay.
It always seems to fall into the
light eyes.
Light eyes.
See, that's why
range.
I wouldn't say eyes, because there are lots of attractive men that have like really deep brown bedroom eyes.
You're looking at one of them right now.
Okay.
Rachel, what else would you put on this list of most important physical features?
His smile. Yeah. Like if their smile's not right, I don't want to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Smile, it's a big thing.
Yeah. And let's kind of include teeth. Smile/teeth.
I like good teeth. I like a big smile.
Big clean teeth.
Yeah.
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 Anything else you want to put on this list before we go to texts?
When I hug him, I love feeling his muscles in his arms.
Okay, so
I love a good arm, girl. You don't have to tell us.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much for calling. Some of the ones that we got on there, smile did show up a couple times. Hair. A man with good hair.
Well, yeah.
But there are attractive bald guys, right?
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't think that's like...
Statham's a very good-looking guy, right?
I think so.
I mean, Idris Elba usually has very, very, very short hair.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, if a guy has great hair, it's good, but it's not like a must.
Whenever this comes up, we always get this. Big, rough hands.
I don't necessarily like a rough hand, but I like an attractive hand. And I do notice men's hands.
Now, what makes a hand attractive?
It does have to look masculine.
Fat?
What?
What does a masculine hand look like?
Not too soft.
Okay, you can see softness.
I don't want to see the softness. I just want to feel it.
Okay,
all right. But if your hands look a little too, like, pampered and manicured, I don't know about that. You know what? If a guy's hands look too soft, I assume that his palms are wet.
That's probably a very fair assumption. Right, yeah. Right.
Like the reason that your hands are so soft is because you are lubed with sweat at all times.
What about this one? Dimples on a man. Do you think that, or do you think that's a little too little boyish?
No, it's pretty good. My ex-husband has dimples.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's an ex-husband.
Right. The dimples wasn't enough.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. And I do appreciate the multiple people who texted in for the question, what is the best physical attraction on a man, who said a good sense of humor? What part of the body is a good sense of humor?
The funny bone.
She's got it still, ladies and gentlemen. You thought she was down and out, but nope.
Not going to catch me.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's already running attack ads on the air against our caller 17 opponent in Are You Smarter Than Katie? How do you make them so fast? How do you make them?
The attack ads are approved by me. What do they always say?
This ad has been approved by, I don't know what they say.
Okay.
I don't believe any of it anyway. They're just like, hey, we made this. He's like, okay. All right, let's talk to Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
You're caller 17. You get to take Katie on in the Octagon of Wit. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. They've got three locations right now, Auburn and two in Roseville. And it's a great place for lunch or dinner. Katie's left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Sure am.
All right, here we go. Pay attention. Question one. We only have 15 days left of this election, and the candidates are pulling out all the stops. Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and rallying with legacy conservative Republicans, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and her dad, Vice President Dick Cheney. What is happening? What are those three states called in election terms?
Swing states.
Okay. Question two. The Niners faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs again yesterday and lost again with a final score 28-18. This gives the Niners only a 3-4 season so far. Yikes. The Niners haven't won a single game against the Chiefs since 2014, 2015, or 2016. Three seconds.
2015.
Okay. Question three. The entire country of Cuba is without power right now. This is because they have run out of fuel to run it, and throttling back power for residents wasn't enough to save it from running out. What three colors are on the Cuban flag?
Red, white, and green.
Okay. Question four. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, was doing an interview recently, and she said that the worst celebrity she ever met was Ariana Grande. Grande wanted to get 20 of her friends backstage at one of her events for autographs and pictures, and when Elvira asked Ariana for a picture, Ariana refused rudely. True or false, Elvira's real hair is red.
True.
And question five, Donald Trump did a photo op at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania, making French fries and working the drive-thru. Now, this was a closed McDonald's and all the customers were screened Trump supporters, but it is ironic that he pretended to work a minimum wage job since he said he would make it harder to raise the minimum wage if elected. But if $7.25 in Pennsylvania is the minimum wage and Trump worked 3 hours, how much did he make?
$21.75.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Cheryl, what are you doing this morning? What's going on?
I'm on my way to teach second graders.
Oh, you're a second grade teacher? That's fun.
Oh, that's cute.
What's the name of the school?
Theodore Judah.
Theodore Judah, home of the fighting.
Trios.
Trios?
Yeah.
What trios of what?
It could be anything. It changes every year.
Like barbecue sauces or
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah. Three blind mice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's expensive mascots.
Well, especially because it...
Right.
A lot of turnover.
All right. Yeah, I guess so. Cheryl, you're now on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. We have only 15 days left of this election.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the world has turned upside down because Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania rallying with Liz and Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Two legacy Republicans. It's crazy that that's happening right now. What are those three states called in election terms?
Um, Like battleground states?
I'll accept that too. Okay. I was looking for the blue wall.
Okay.
They are considered the blue wall. But battleground states, swing states, as Cheryl said.
Yeah.
I'll accept those. Question two. The Niners faced off against the Kansas City Chiefs again yesterday, and they lost again.
Oh, boy.
28-18. Niners do not have a good season so far. The Niners haven't won a game against the Chiefs since 2014, 2015, or 2016.
Let's say 2016.
2014. But you know what, though? In the Niners' defense, they didn't play the Chiefs 15, 16, 17. So, but they've lost since 2018.
Sounds like that's
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
I hate the Chiefs more than I hate the Niners, so.
Didn't the season just start?
No.
Oh, it didn't?
No. August.
Oh. Okay.
Question three. The entire country of Cuba has no power right now. The entire
That's
country.
Crazy.
It's because they ran out of fuel. And they asked residents and businesses, hey, throttle back. Don't use as much. And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they still ran out of fuel.
So how long are they?
I don't know. They're working on fixing it now, I guess. What three colors are on the Cuban flag?
I think it's red, white, and blue.
Bingo. Yeah. Yeah. Red, white, and blue. Question four. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, a.k.a. Gavin's first crush, was doing an interview recently. And she said the worst celebrity she ever met was Ariana Grande.
Okay.
She Ariana Grande's camp reached out to her because she had a bunch of friends that she wanted to get backstage. And Elvira was like, I did pictures and autographs with all of Ariana Grande's friends. And then at the end, I asked for a picture with Ariana Grande. And Ariana Grande rudely refused.
Wow.
So weird. True or false, Elvira's real hair is red.
True.
Yep.
Yep.
Cassandra Peterson, I think is her real name.
I don't know.
She's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. All right, anyway. Question five. Donald Trump did a photo op at a closed McDonald's in Pennsylvania where he pretended to make french fries and work the drive-thru. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah.
Hysterical. It's ironic that he picked this location, though, because he has said that he would make it harder to raise the minimum wage, and McDonald's is a minimum wage job, if he is elected president. Now, right now in Pennsylvania, the minimum wage is $7.25.
Okay.
So if Donald Trump worked there for 3 hours, how much money did he make?
Okay.
Before taxes.
$21.75?
It is! Wow, $21.75. Don't spend it all in one place. Cheryl, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Final score. You got three, but Katie got four.
Oh, gosh.
Katie Ooh. Wins. It's all right. But you're still going to have a great day, though, with the rest of the fighting trios.
Yep.
And Cheryl, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
I mean, you probably are.
Not,
but.
Yeah, well, you definitely are, but just not today. Not here, not like this.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
If you haven't listened to the show in a really long time, or maybe never, I have my first dog I've ever had, and his name is Fozzie. He is a corgi. I've wanted a corgi since I was 13 years old, and I finally have one, and I decided last night I don't want him anymore.
Gavin.
So if anybody wants a purebred corgi, just submit applications.
Okay. I don't think that's going to happen, but explain.
I left to go. You know what? Man, this makes me even madder at my family.
Okay.
I was in the hankering to make everybody dinner last night.
Okay.
To cook dinner. And I was even interested in what they wanted. And I went around to my wife and my three children and said, what do you want for dinner? Not a single one of them even gave a suggestion. And I said, F it. I'm just going to go out and pick up food.
Okay.
Then we're getting takeout. So while I'm out getting takeout, I get a text message from my wife. And the text message read, Fozzie just swallowed a sock.
Okay, and she watched this happen?
She saw it happen. Saying watched makes it sound like she was a spectator.
Okay, well, but I mean, like...
She actively tried to stop it.
Okay.
And apparently she didn't get there in time or whatever, okay? My 5-year-old daughter habitually leaves her socks around the house like a weird Johnny Appleseed. And I have managed to rustle a sock out of his mouth every single time he gets a hold of one of my daughter's little socks. Immediately, as a first-time dog owner, I start Googling, how bad is it if a dog swallows a sock?
Okay, because I think I would feel like, well, he'll pass it.
Spoiler alert, that it can be pretty bad.
Okay.
But, like, the downside is he dies.
Okay.
So I come home. I'm furious that this happened. Needless to say, I'm looking at him. He seems fine. So we try to go about our dinner.
Okay.
While we're eating dinner, he starts sneezing, like feverishly sneezing, and he's doing it for a long time. He's doing it for so long that it's making me think, all right, well, I guess he's got to go to the vet.
Okay.
Our vet was open for about 20 more minutes. I rush, and it's very close to our house. I rush him there. There's no doctor.
Okay.
Okay. They send me to the emergency place. I go to the emergency place knowing full well in my head, this is going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
Sure enough, it did.
And you do not have pet insurance.
Do not have pet insurance. Although, did a lot of research into pet insurance last night. And I'm not 100% sure pet insurance is, you know what pet insurance is for? You're not actually saving money with pet insurance. Or if you have multiple pets, if you have one pet, you will probably save money. But if you have multiple pets, you probably won't save money, but it's like financing a pet procedure. That's basically what you're doing. Because what I found on multiple places was that you're going to end up paying about $800 a year for pet insurance for 2 to 3 pets.
Right.
And the procedure itself is probably going to cost anywhere between $800 and $1,100.
That depends on what the procedure is.
It does. It does. But most procedures cost, like, this is the second time I've had to do like a pet emergency procedure. The last one was the same amount of money.
Okay.
Regardless, if anybody would like a pet corgi, he responds to Fozzie, but he's less than a year old. You can probably change his name.
Okay, so what happens?
I'm looking for $1,000.
Oh, okay.
What happens? They made him throw up.
Okay.
And he threw the sock up. And they saved it and gave it to me in a bag. I was like, I don't want that.
How odd.
I know.
You're leaving out the part that you had to, like, leave him there for many hours and wasn't, and you then at like 11:30, they called you and they said, okay, it happened.
Yeah.
So now you can come get him.
I had to come back. I had to go back to the vet, which was on the other side of Roseville. So I live in West Roseville and it takes me about 25 minutes to go to East Roseville. And that's where the emergency vet was. So I leave the house at 11 p.m., get back at 12:30 p.m., kiss his little booper, send him to bed. And then I go to bed. Nobody kisses my booper.
Don't think that you should be mad at anybody.
Can I be mad at the dog?
Okay, if you're going to be mad at somebody, be mad at the dog.
All right.
Okay.
When we good, because I am.
When we were talking about this via text, you're like, how is Zoe going to learn not to throw her socks on the ground? It's like, she's 5. She's not.
But she's got to learn.
That's
how people learn.
She will.
When
her brain develops more.
You know what helps a brain develop?
Your dad screaming at you.
Yes, trauma.
Okay. Let's put it this way. Let's say there is something you kept doing. If I screamed at you.
Yeah.
Would that make you stop doing it?
Probably. Because I don't want to be.
I'm going to start changing my approach.
Because I don't want to be screamed at anymore.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I found a story that is absolutely wild, okay? It's only the second time that this has ever happened in written down medical history.
Okay.
That a person, a man, has triphalia.
Okay.
Any guesses on what triphalia is?
Two penises.
Triphalia.
3 penises?
Yes. He has 3 peni.
And this is a grown man.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, he was born this way. They only found out about it. We're going to get to that in a second too. But yeah, obviously only one is normal. The other two are not functional.
Okay.
Okay. So more just like,
are they like normal size? Are they like,
No, they are not normal size.
Okay.
But they're not like crazy though. But anyway, though, the two extra ones have caused issues such as UTIs.
Oh my God.
Erectile dysfunction.
I'm trying to think of, I have questions, but I'm trying to think of ways that I'm allowed to ask them.
Yeah, I'm sure. The other two, like I said, didn't work. Okay. So, here's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
this guy was 78 years old.
Okay.
And we're just now discovering it. And the only reason why we're discovering it, this is the second time in medical history that we've ever discovered somebody with triphalia, which means having three penises.
Okay.
It's because he's dead. And they did an autopsy for something else, and then they pulled the sheet back and went, wah, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean,
if you have three, how do you keep that a secret your whole life?
I don't know why you would want to tell anybody that.
Well, at the very least, you tell your doctor.
No, but I'm sure that his doctor knew. Have you ever heard of HIPAA?
But the doctor didn't report it.
Report it to who?
Medical history.
Well, sounds like somebody else already made the history.
Well, they did, but I mean, still though, silver's cool.
I mean, like, I guess, but does your doctor have to ask permission before they like?
I don't know. I mean, you can print it anonymously. My mom was in a medical report that her doctor filed for her for something for Crohn's disease, and like. I think that he asked permission, but I still think she was like anonymous in the medical report.
Well, I'm sure. But I mean, like, you can't see why this guy would be like, just kind of keep it to yourself. Also, can I ask you a serious question? A very serious question. I know you've had a vasectomy. So obviously, let's pretend you hadn't. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. When was the last time, short of that, that a doctor looked at your... one lonely penis.
Don't call it lonely. I know it's lonely.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't know. I left.
It seems like men could go a very long time and never have anybody look at their junk.
I left my penis journal at home.
Do you have any penis memories? because I can't imagine this has happened so many times that you need to, it seems like it'd be a memorable thing.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
So maybe this guy.
Well, okay. I'm not talking about the doctor. I'm talking about him.
I don't know why he. You know that there are people that don't want to talk about their penises?
Not if you've got three of them. Which, if you're just joining us, a guy was discovered to have three.
Okay. Let's say somebody comes to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And says, I have to confess something to you.
Okay.
My friend or a stranger. I'm not sure who you wanted him to talk to about it, okay? And you say, I've got three of them, okay? What is your reaction?
I'm the friend?
Yeah.
Not the owner of three?
Correct.
I gotta see him.
Exactly. And this is why, this is exactly why I wouldn't want to tell anybody either.
Okay, all right, maybe I don't. Then you just say, no, you can't see my three penises.
Then what was the point of me telling you? To get it off my chest?
Maybe I'll buy you a drink? I don't know.
Okay.
I got questions.
Right, and I don't want to answer your questions.
Like I said, do they all work?
Stop talking to me about my thing.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did.
Anyway,
according to you, I have to.
I thought that was wild. That there was a person just walking around society with three members on their body and just keeping it a secret. You want to talk about a dirty little secret?
What
a thing to take to your grave.
I can't think of anything I'd want to take to my grave more.
You and I are very different people.
Clearly.
This is why you can't be trusted with one.
This is why your penis is lonely.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
When was the time, ladies, that you went to the doctor for something and you were dismissed. You weren't taken seriously. You were told you were wrong. Whatever the situation, you didn't get the care that you needed. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because this is trending on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Big time. It's just woman after woman telling story after story. It's, you know, it's not like this doesn't happen to men, but we're talking specifically about women. And I mean, there was the time when I had an ovarian cyst rupture and I went into the ER, and because we're weird, Gavin came to the ER too. And I was, to say I was writhing in pain is an understatement,
right?
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And they just let me sit there and sit there and sit there until you walked up. Now, my husband was there too. He was taking more of a passive approach. You finally went up to the front desk and said, she needs to be seen. She needs to be seen right now. And within 5 minutes, they took me back and put me on morphine.
Well, how about that? Look at that. They found a bed.
And, oh, there was also the time that I had a doctor who for months and months called me Brandy. So
916-909-1065. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
What happened to you?
Yeah, so I walked into the hospital and told them that I'm ready to have a baby. And they just kind of laughed in my face. They're like, oh, yeah, if you would know if you're having a baby, you wouldn't be able to talk right now. And I'm like, no, I'm ready to push. And then they try to send me home, and I, refused to leave. And I was like, can you just at least just check? And then, I was, about to have the baby. So they, rushed me back, and, I pushed, and 10 minutes later, the baby was there.
Yeah, wow, you were 10 minutes away.
You would have had your baby in your car.
They were going to send you home without even checking you?
Yeah, they were like, there's no way you would be walking in right now, all relaxed and calm. There's no way you're going to have the baby right now.
Right, because you and that doctor go way back. Thank you so much, Kelly, for calling. How is that baby right now?
Good, thriving, about a year, almost two.
Wow, that's so great. Good for you. Thank you.
We put this on Facebook. We got hundreds of comments. Anna said she had debilitating headaches for months and she kept going to the doctor. The doctor was like, here's some medication. You're just stressed, blah, 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 blah. She finally got an MRI and she had a tumor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Carolyn said she went to the OBGYN because she was experiencing postpartum depression. Her doctor told her postpartum depression wasn't real.
Wow.
She mentioned the name of the doctor. I'm not going to say.
Somebody just texted in, by the way, with another postpartum story. I went to the ER 5 days postpartum. By the way, 5 days postpartum, if you're going back to the hospital, you're
Something's wrong.
Right.
Right.
The intake triage area told her that the symptoms were just because she was tired and stressed out for a new mom. She had preeclampsia.
Oh, my God.
God almighty.
Elizabeth said when her son was 4 weeks old, excuse me, he had a really bad cough. He was vomiting, went to the ER 2 times, this was back-to-back nights, saw the same doctor twice.
Ugh.
At one point, the doctor is holding the baby and says, mommy's just overreacting.
Oh my God.
2 days later, the baby was hospitalized with RSV.
Wow. I mean, like you said, Katie, there are hundreds of comments for this. Let me ask you a bigger question.
Okay.
Why do you think this is? Why is this... Now, it does happen to men, but disproportionately to women. What is it? Why do you think this happens?
I think there's a couple reasons. I think that societally, for some reason, we do just dismiss women. And I don't even think...
Anyway, we're out of time for this
segment. It's okay. And I don't even think it's done consciously. I think it is just... what we are used to doing because of history. I think the other thing is women are seen as having, you know, dramatic
hysteria episodes. Yeah.
It's ingrained in us. Well, right. Women, you know.
Because you hear all the time about women who punch holes in walls.
Right, exactly. I do want to tell you one more because you're going to know why I'm reading this one.
Okay.
This is from Amanda. My OB overlooked my high blood pressure because I was only 22 at the time and I was 25 weeks pregnant. She said she wasn't concerned about it and that everything was normal. I ended up delivering my son at 27 weeks from having preeclampsia and HELLP syndrome. Dr. Maher at Sutter Roseville saved my life and saved my son's life.
Amazing. Dr. Maher is the official
OBGYN of the wake-up call. He delivers our babies.
He delivered all four of Katie's babies.
He did three of mine.
Three of yours. And he did all four of my children as well. We love Dr. Maher.
We love Dr. Maher.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
We have a news story here that, listen, it is empowering and it is sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, there. I said it. But I'm just going to play the audio. It is about a woman who is 71 years old who has discovered a new hobby, a fitness hobby, and she is taking the whole world by storm. Here is a clip, and you'll find out immediately almost what this new hobby is.
A friend of mine said, well, I'm taking pole dancing. I thought, well, that sounds fun. The bug had bit me, and I had to do this. I just had to do it. And I always say, if you're going to try it, don't just do one time, because you'll come away the first time and say, oh, I'm sore. I didn't know I had muscles there. You can't be a wet noodle and be on the pole.
You know, and I've said that
words to live by
my whole life. And at 71 years old, I would imagine her to have that cross stitched on a pillow.
Right. Right.
Her name is Mary Saratella.
Okay.
Which also, right away, she's an Italian woman. So you can see where this is going. If you've listened to this show long enough, you know that my mother, my Italian mother.
Yeah.
She is she's also around 71 years old.
Okay.
She is also very fit. Mm-hmm. She also looks 20 years younger than she actually does, which this woman does. And if you want to see what this woman looks like, just text in the word dance, D-A-N-C-E, to 916-909-1065. She is attractive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For 70 years old.
Don't say for 70 years old.
You said that.
When?
Off the air, when you first saw her?
Who knows what you remember, so stop it.
You did?
She looks great.
But.
There.
But. This can't stand.
No. Yes, don't say this.
We can't do this. My mom discovered yoga about 15, 20, maybe 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And it changed her life. And she's
imagine
a yogi.
Imagine what pole dancing could do for
I'm
her.
I'm terrified that she's going to hear stories like this, and she's going to be like, Rod, my stepdad.
Uh-huh. We got to get a pole for the garage.
Yeah. How hard? No, would never go in the garage. No.
Why?
Rosemary's not a garage person.
You're right. Okay.
The pole would go
in the guest bedroom.
In the guest bedroom.
Okay, right. She gets a little short shorts. Listen.
Oh.
Listen. I want this for her.
Stop it.
I want her not only to, have a smoking hot body, even better than it is now. I want her to feel those movements. Okay. I want her to figure out how to use Instagram so that she can film herself.
She hates social media. She would never.
Okay. Then I want her to join a club with other gals.
I can see her starting a pole dancing club at Sun City.
And I want this for her so badly. I want her to get a little swishy with
No. And here, listen, take out all the sexual overtones. I don't want this because it seems too dangerous for my mom. This 71-year-old woman who's pole dancing, she's upside down.
Okay, but she's feeling herself.
I don't care. I don't want my mommy to fall on her head.
Okay.
She's too old to do that.
Okay, you better. You are. Tread lightly, sir.
Why?
I wish my mother would do this.
That's sick.
I would love for her to find her confidence in tiny little booty shorts and a sports bra. And for some reason, inexplicably, whether you're doing it at home or not, you have to wear stripper heels. Imagine how good she would feel about herself.
Can we talk
about
that?
That I want her to have a robust sex life.
Yeah, I know. And you insist on telling me that you want your mother to have a robust sex life.
I'll tell everybody.
If you talk to somebody who does pole dancing for exercise and competition, they're real quick to say, like, don't sexualize it. Okay, then lose the heels.
I don't know what's sexy about those shoes, I gotta say, though.
I don't either. They seem ridiculous. And on top of that, too, when you wear those shoes, it's just making me think that stripper's wearing too much clothes.
Okay, I don't think that.
So anyway.
I can tell the difference.
Back to the matter.
Back to your mother. Rosemary, 70-year-olds,
and I don't care if this is going to come across ageist. Cancel me. 70-year-olds can't pole dance. Yeah, I said it.
Okay, that is does not come from everybody on the wake up call.
Sure does.
And we will miss Gavin once he gets fired.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.